Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Moral Ambition, Stop Wasting Your Talent and Start Making a Difference by Rutger Bregman, is a call to rethink what we owe the world with the abilities, education, and opportunities we have been given. Known for making big social questions feel practical, Bregman frames ambition not as personal status chasing, but as a disciplined commitment to meaningful impact. The book challenges readers to examine the default paths offered by prestigious careers, cultural expectations, and fear of standing out, and to ask a sharper question: where can my effort reduce suffering or expand opportunity the most? Instead of treating morality as private virtue, it treats it as strategy, choice, and long-term perseverance. Through argument, real-world examples, and a focus on agency, the book invites readers to upgrade from good intentions to concrete contribution. It is written for people who feel restless in comfortable routines and who suspect that their talents could be aimed at problems that truly matter. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining ambition as responsibility and impact. A central idea is that ambition is not automatically selfish, nor is morality limited to being kind in everyday life. The book reframes ambition as the drive to take responsibility for outcomes beyond your immediate circle. That shift matters because many people with high potential spend years optimizing for signals of success such as titles, salary, prestige, or approval, while telling themselves they will do good later. Moral ambition pushes back on the later myth. It argues that impact is often the result of early choices, compounding skills, and the willingness to commit when it is inconvenient. This perspective also changes how readers evaluate opportunities. Instead of asking, "What makes me look successful?" the better question becomes, what measurable difference could I help create with my time and talent? The topic invites readers to treat their career as a moral instrument, a set of skills, networks, and decisions that can either maintain the status quo or move resources and attention toward neglected problems. It also normalizes wanting significance, but insists that significance should be earned through contribution, not optics. Secondly, the opportunity cost of wasted talent. The book emphasizes that wasted talent is not only a personal loss, it is a social cost. When capable people drift into roles that mainly serve comfort or reputation, communities lose potential innovations, better institutions, and stronger advocacy for those with less power. This topic explores the idea of opportunity cost in moral terms. Every year spent on low-impact work is a year not spent strengthening public health, improving education, reducing extreme poverty, protecting democratic norms, or accelerating climate solutions. The framing is not meant to shame, but to clarify trade-offs. Many readers are stuck because the safe path offers steady rewards, while meaningful work looks risky, slow, or socially unsupported. Moral ambition argues that if you are relatively privileged, you have a larger margin for risk and a larger obligation to consider it. The goal is to make the cost of inaction feel visible. The topic also encourages readers to inventory their underused advantages, including analytical skill, persuasion, management ability, technical training, or creative reach, and to see those as tools that can be redirected toward urgent needs. Thirdly, choosing high-leverage problems and avoiding performative good. Another important theme is that doing good is not the same as looking good. Moral ambition values results over symbolism and urges readers to focus on high-leverage problems where effort can scale. That means prioritizing issues that are large in scope, neglected by attention and funding, and solvable through coordinated action. The book's broader message aligns with evidence-minded approaches to impact, learn what works, measure outcomes when possible, and stay open to updating your beliefs. This topic also addresses common traps, such as fashionable causes that reward social recognition, quick fixes that ignore systems, or charitable gestures that soothe guilt without shifting underlying incentives. Readers are encouraged to develop a taste for effectiveness, even when it is less glamorous. The point is not that every action must be quantified, but that seriousness requires feedback. If you want to make a difference, you must be willing to ask whether your approach actually helps. This perspective can steer readers toward roles and organizations that build capacity, influence policy, improve institutions, or develop tools that others can use. Fourthly, from individual ideals to collective action and institution building, the book stresses that the biggest moral wins often come from teamwork, not heroism. Many of the world's hardest problems persist because systems are designed to reproduce them, so changing outcomes requires changing incentives, norms, and institutions. This topic highlights a shift from personal virtue to public effectiveness. Instead of only focusing on how to live ethically as an individual consumer or citizen, moral ambition pushes readers to consider how to build organizations, movements, and long-lasting structures that keep delivering value after one person steps away. That might mean joining existing groups that are already effective, supporting professional communities, investing in leadership, or strengthening the boring but essential parts of change such as operations, governance, and coalition building. The topic also recognizes that collective work involves compromise, patience, and conflict, and it encourages readers to develop the interpersonal skills required for sustained collaboration. Moral ambition becomes less about having the right opinions and more about being useful over time. Readers come away with a clearer sense that impact often looks like coordination, persistence, and building trust across differences. Lastly, courage, career design, and staying the course. A practical thread running through the book is the need for courage and durable commitment. Many people delay meaningful action because they fear failure, social judgment, or the loss of an identity built around being impressive. Moral ambition treats these fears as normal but not decisive. This topic focuses on how to design a life that can sustain impact, selecting work that fits your strengths, building rare and valuable skills, and creating financial and emotional resilience so you can take principled risks. It also emphasizes that making a difference is rarely a one-time decision. It is a sequence of choices: what to learn next, who to partner with, which projects to quit, and when to push through boredom or resistance. Readers are encouraged to think in multi-year horizons, to seek mentors and peers who value contribution, and to develop a personal definition of success that is not dependent on external applause. By treating moral ambition as a practice, not a mood, the book offers a path for readers who want their values to shape their calendar, not just their conversations. In conclusion, this book is best suited for students, early career professionals, founders, creatives, and mid-career readers who feel a mismatch between their capabilities and the meaning they get from their work. It also fits anyone who cares about big social challenges, but is unsure how to translate concern into a plan that does not burn out or drift into performative gestures. The main benefit is clarity. It pushes you to see your career, skills, and risk tolerance as moral variables, and to treat impact as something you can deliberately design for. That shift can improve a reader's life by replacing vague guilt with purposeful direction, and by encouraging long-term projects that build confidence through competence and contribution. Compared with many motivational or self-help books, Moral Ambition stands out by refusing to stop at personal fulfillment. It connects inner drive to public outcomes and asks harder questions about opportunity cost, effectiveness, and collective change. Rather than promising easy transformation, it argues for serious commitment and practical usefulness, which makes it a worthwhile purchase for readers who want their ambition to mean more than personal advancement. If you would like to support Rutger Bregman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.